Hello, and welcome to Star Case Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at Star K. Today, we are going to meet Max. Now that Adar is upon us, Max is getting ready for his annual Purim Seuda by shopping at his favorite liquor store. Max believes there is nothing like a good shot of liquor, and he is planning on having a nice variety of schnapps for his thirsty guests. He called the Star K hotline to see if all hard liquors are permissible without a kosher symbol. Max, do you know that although some hard liquors are kosher without kosher certification, others are not? To know which ones are acceptable, you really have to refer to the recently published 2008 Star K Liquor and Liqueur List found in the Spring 2008 edition of Kashrus Currents or online on our website www.star-k.org. But I realize, Max, that you are calling from the liquor store and wanted to know what to do now. So let me tell you the basics. If you are interested in buying bourbon, any straight or blended bourbon is acceptable. Brandy and cognac require a reliable kosher symbol. When it comes to Canadian whiskey, Crown Royal is acceptable. All gin, except for slow gin, are acceptable without kosher certification. All straight and blended Kentucky whiskey, Tennessee whiskey, and rye are acceptable without special certification. When it comes to scotch, single malt and blended scotch is acceptable without certification, except when the label states aged in sherry casks, sherry finish, port finish, Madeira finish, or dual cask finish. All silver tequila is fine. However, other tequilas require certification. And finally, vodka. All domestic vodkas are fine, without a kosher symbol, except for Hanger 1, Lost Horizon, or those listing whey alcohol, wine alcohol, or flavors. Some popular liquors that are not recommended are Southern Comfort, Bailey's Irish Cream, Grand Mariner, and Tia Maria. Max, if you decide to get some liqueurs, as a rule of thumb, liqueurs and cordials do need kosher certification. Well, Max, you can now consider yourself Star K informed. If you want to learn more about kosher liquors and liqueurs, visit Star K online, www.star-k.org. In the meantime, L'chaim, and have a Freilichen Purim. Until next time, take care.